Okay, good morning. We are continuing Tola'im, Siman Pei Dalet. We're starting with Si'if Gimel. Okay, so just to recap, any Tola'at, any a worm or an insect that you find in the water, so it depends if the water is flowing water or stagnant water. Okay, so here we are. Hamasanin Mayim, O She'ar Mashkim, So you want to filter the water. So let's say even if it was kosher bugs, because they're still in the stagnant cup of water, but you're not really in the mood to eat the bugs, you want to get rid of them. So they're kosher, but you want to get rid of them. That's the scenario. So what happens though, if you filter, as soon as you filter them out, then they become treif, because then now they're no longer in the water. They moved out, and now if they fall back in, then they're still treif. Shekavar pirshu, they already came out. So if you're going to filter them, you have to do a perfect job that they whatever is that they stay out. Because if they come out and go back in, all right, if they're still in there, they're still in there. But once you filter them out and they fall back in, that's the problem. Lefichach, mashke shederech ligadel bo tola'im. So let's say you have a liquid, it's normal, that it's normal to find tola'im there. Okay, yotzeh behen. Ein lasaneno b'ksamim v'kashim b'layla. Don't do it with, don't filter it using little twigs and straws. In other words, the big open spaces, especially at nighttime. Shema yachzeru v'yiplu l'toch hakli v'yavo l'shteotan. Because what can happen is, as you try and filter them, the bugs get stuck onto the twigs or the straw that you're filtering it, and then they, a few seconds later, they jump off in between and they go back into the water. And it's dark, it's at nighttime, and you can't check the water, and you don't know if they may or may not be there, and you won't be able to notice it. Okay. So similar, luckily, Madanei Shulchan points out that same thing by a colander. You can't filter kosher bugs using a colander because the holes are big. And it's very possible that the bugs are going to get stuck onto the colander for a second and then or more, and then it'll jump through the holes and go back into the water and you won't notice it. So that's not a way. Obviously, if you do it during the day and you check the water, then that's okay because you check the water afterwards. Has to be, if you're going to filter it, it has to be a good filter. Exactly. Exactly. Right? This basically is just a application of what we learned the day before, in the previous sifim. Haga. Aval, mutar lasanen derech beged o masnenet. But you could filter it, even at nighttime, with a beged, because the holes are, if you drape your beged all over the cup, or however you're doing it, so that it's properly filtered. Shehare lo yichul yipol derech sham el tocha mashke. Because if you do it, you cover up the whole cup, you pour from one cup to another, we said that was okay. And the beged's completely covered, so it's not gonna fall through, the holes aren't big. Right? It's very, very tiny, tiny holes, and they will get stuck, and there's no way for them to fall back in. Shehare lo yichul yipol derech sham el mashke v'chen, Mutter la'arot hamashki mikli el kli. And so too the Ramah points out, which we basically did say yesterday, and we just said it before, that you are allowed to pour from kli to kli. You can't take from the pond to the kli. That's considered where it grew is not in the kli. It grew in one place, and now you're taking it to a new body of water, a new place. That's not allowed. But if you're taking it from kli to kli, it's each kli is not considered so different, and they traveled with the same water and never left its water, and therefore that's not considered transferring from one body of another. Mehem tamid ima mashke, as long as you're transferring it from the cup to the cup, all together with the liquid, hainu rebiteo, that's considered the same place of where it originally grew. It's not a problem. Right? It's just if you're using a filter, that's where it becomes a problem, because then it could stop the flow, take it out of the water, and then it can fall back in. So If you're going to filter it, make sure you use a good filter. Okay, Dalet. Yud Aleph. Dalet. Tola'im agadilim beperot betalush mutarim. Shelo asra tara el sheretz hasheretz al haaretz. Okay, so this is interesting. Now, again, let's say we had an exception. Some bugs in water is kosher. So too, some insects that you find in your fruit is also kosher. The Torah only forbids the insects that grow on the ground, or that walk or move around on the ground. So if your fruit's mechubar, it's attached to the tree. So the tree is attached to the ground, and the fruit is attached to the tree. It's all called attached to the ground. That's called mechubar. And therefore, if you have an insect inside or worm inside your fruit and it's moving around, that is what's asra hatara, sheretz al haaretz. But if you have a fruit and you pluck it from the tree, it falls from the tree, you pluck it from the tree, it's in a bowl in your house or wherever it is, even if it's still on the ground, it doesn't matter. That's called talush. Once it falls off the tree or gets ripped up from the ground, so now any fruit, any insect that's inside the fruit, that's called kosher still, because it didn't shoretz al haaretz yet. It's still inside the fruit, and the fruit's not attached to the ground. So let's keep reading. When are these insects okay? It's when they start out inside the fruit. That's talush. That's not attached to the ground. Shelo pirshu min apri. When they did not yet leave the fruit. As soon as it leaves the fruit, aval pirshu min apri, afilu lo higia la'aretz, even if it didn't reach the physical ground, now it left the comfort of its own fruit, now it's out. Ela shemed ba'avir, even if it dies in the air, kolem shehigia la'aretz, before it reaches the ground, but it left the fruit while it was alive, and now it's outside the fruit, that's already aser. Afilu lo piresh kulo me'apri, and even if part of it didn't leave from the tree, from the fruit, me'apri, ela miktzato, right? It sticks its head out, only part of it. O shelo piresh ela agabe ha'pri, or it's left the fruit, but it didn't leave, it's still crawling on the outside of the fruit. O agabe hagar'in shebetocho, or it left the flesh of the fruit that you eat, and now it's crawling around the pit on the inside. O shepiresh mipri lepri, or it went from one fruit, got out, and then went inside another fruit. But now it's in a different fruit. It already left its original fruit from being, again, we're talking about it was talush when it started. So in all these cases, it's aser. Now, it's the Gemara, but the Shach also points out that many of these cases, at least most of them, in this Se'if, are, it's a suffix, the Araisa. The Gemara has the question, and it's left as a teku. In other words, if it's completely out or completely in, that's not a question. And if it's talush or mechubar, that's not a question. It's all these, once it starts to leave, and all these partial, okay, that's where it's ibaya, there's no real answer. Okay, but anyways, all these cases are ala halacha, 100% aser, either midin vadai or midin chumra, safek daraisa lechumra. Okay, now, v'yesh osrin, now this other case, this is, we'll keep reading, the yesh osrin is the Rambam, the Stam is the Rosh, which is the Ikra Psak of the Shulchan Aruch, and that's what the Shach says, lehalacha, apparently, at least according to the Be'er Heitev. But, okay, so what's this next case? That's a machlokas. Yesh osrin, afilu meit betoch ha-pri, even if it died inside the pri, while it was in the pri, it was still kosher. We're talking about it was talush, was completely in the flesh. And then after it dies, upiresh, acharkach. And then...
Is it like a piece of fruit, or is it not like a piece of fruit?
Is it a kosher insect or a non-kosher insect is the question. It died, it's a real insect. It died inside. And then I guess you shook it or you cut it open and then it falls out. What's the halacha? So, mi'ikar adin, it's a mutter according to the Shulchan Aruch, but that's the Rosh and those Rishonim, and then this is the Yesh Omrim, that's Aser. Okay. Kolzman shenimtza betoch ha-pri, afil. Okay, so this is the next question. Now it's completely inside the fruit. It's normally.
Is it a new sentence?
Yeah. Kolzman is a new sentence. And as long as it's inside the fruit and it started when it was talush, we said it's mutter, 100%, glak kosher. Afilu churo nakuv lachutz. Even if you see a hole that goes from the inside of the fruit where the insect is to the outside. Lo chayshinan shema piresh v'chazer. We're not afraid that it left. Okay, we're right now as the chazaka, it's inside. We don't say that it went outside, and therefore mikar din, it's kosher. Haga, v'yesh osrim im choro nakuv lachutz. But some say no, it is aser if it goes out, if there's a hole that you see that goes outside the fruit. V'hachi nahug. And the Rama says that that's the minhag, that we treat it like it's aser because we say maybe it did go outside. There's no way to know, so the question is, which way do you...
If the bug moves around inside...
If it moves around inside the fruit, and it never left,
it stayed...
That's 100% kosher. If it tunnels inside the flesh and stays inside the flesh, by a talush, it's mahadran kosher. If it's mechubar, it's mamash tree. We call it death. If it's mechubar, if you eat it off the tree, and right away you eat it, so you know for sure, well, we're going to see. If you're not sure, you have to be machmer, because we're dealing with dine deraisa. But if you pluck it off the tree, and you see that there's a worm that was traveling inside, again, it's hard to see it, because then it might be too late once you find out, but let's say you have x-ray vision, or you see it still inside, and it didn't escape. So then, it's even though it moved around in the flesh. So if it was mechubar, you just plucked it off the tree. That's for sure treif. That's a sheretz ala aretz. If you knew for sure there was no insect in there, and it only came there and grew when it was talush after, then it's 100% kosher. But again, there's no way, as far as I know, there's no way to know if it happened when it was mechubar or talush. We're going to read that in a moment. And therefore, you have to assume it happened. Since you don't know, you have to, unless you do know, experts in the field might know what's normal or not normal. What's muhzak to be this way or that way. So that's one approach. And some say you always have to be machmer. Okay, let's keep going. Let's read. Hey. Okay. Tola'im anim'tza'im bekemach. Now, if you find insects, worms, inside, larvae, whatever, inside your kemach, u'chayotzebo, in your flower, anything like, asurim. Now it becomes aser. Shema pirshu v'shartzu ala aretz v'chazru. Because it's very possible that it moved around. If it was only inside, that might be okay, but it's very possible that it moved to the outside of, the top grains, and then went back underneath and on top and on bottom. And once it goes outside, even if it's in the same kli, once it goes outside the grain, that's already aser midaraisa. This is all gzeiras hakatuv, the difference between water. This is a difference between water and flour or grains. By water, we learned, if it's inside the water, when it's mutter, like stagnant, it's mutter. Even if it leaves the water, as long as it stays on the inside of the kli, even if it's crawling on the inside of the wall of the kli, outside the water, it's still mutter. Here, once it leaves the flower, the grain, even if it's inside the kli, it's mamash aser. And so that's what we have to worry about that.
What if it's still deep inside the flower?
If it's deep inside the flower, I believe it's mutter, unless I don't understand. I believe it's mutter. We're afraid. Shema pirshu v'shartzu. I think that's what it is. Okay, that's all I understand. So for tarovet, okay, so with all these halachas, things are a little bit different. Like I don't think I mentioned it. I meant to. When we discussed yesterday, stagnant water versus flowing water, all those discussions are not basically have zero connection to the halachas mikvos. By a shborin, moving water, zochlin, amaya has no bearing in halacha. So you don't make any comparisons from one to another. Same thing over here. When it comes to ta'arovet and halacha, it has nothing to do with gzeras hakasuv and halacha l'moshe m'sinai for what's a kosher insect and not a kosher insect. It's different parameters. Okay. Okay, right by there, it's by nachal and mayim and by it's mayim chayim. It's by mikvos. It's different limudim, different parameters. It's right. If you see the sources in the psukim, it's actually kind of obvious. Okay, so same to here. Okay, let's keep reading. Vehu hadin, Agas says. Vehu hadin b'mela harshar dvarim she'ena mashka. Any solid, even if it's tiny little grains that flow, they pour, but it's still dry. Any solid, it's not a mashka, and so therefore we have to worry about it. That maybe it came out and came in. V'asr l'mochro l'goy. Okay, so this is an interesting statement of the Rama, and he says if you find in any container any worms and you deem it asr, right? If you can't sift it, so then it's asur to sell it to a non-Jew. Shema yachzar v'yimkarenu liYisrael, because we're afraid maybe he's going to go. The goy, if you sell it to a goy, the goy is now going to go sell it in the marketplace, and a Jew is going to buy it from him. And so that's so. I will just. We're going to leave this with. It's basically this halacha is somewhat subjective, and lemaisa ledina how to deal with each case. Tzarech Iyon, every case has to be dealt with in its own right. Just to point out a couple of things. If you look in the Shach, he points out that if you sell only a little bit at a time, then we're not worried that he's going to sell it to a goy, to a Jew. It's not likely, so you don't have to worry about it. He says you are allowed to feed it to a goy, because it's kosher for a goy, it's trey for you. We don't want to, you sell it to a goy, you might sell it to a Jew. He also points out in the case of a suffik, it's mutter because it's a trace sfeikas. Maybe if it's a case of a suffik, maybe it's kosher, and maybe he'll sell it to a Jew, maybe he won't. And then just depends if it's an item that might actually get sold secondhand, right? Some things don't get sold secondhand, and some things, if you Jews know, you don't buy it without a heksher. So, anyways, l'maisa, it depends on the situation. Okay, Vav. So this we explained, any insect that grows in a fruit while it's attached, that's what the Torah is asr, kishoreitz ala aretz. The asr afo pi shelo piresh. And it's asr even if it didn't leave. However, listen to this. V'hu shirichesh. According to the Shulchan Aruch, so he paskins the only time it's aser when it's on the ground, the only time a tolat is aser is if it moves, perhaps able to move. But okay, it needs to be able to move, and that's when it becomes aser. Aval, so he goes, even for a mechubar, there are a couple cases according to the mechaber that it's mutter. Aval tola imanim sa'im bepolim avafunim tachat haklipa. Ve'haklipa mishacheret alei mibachutz. Now you can have certain types of, certain types of beans or whatever it is, and there's a klipa, there's a shell over it. And there's not much room for the insect to move around. Lefi shehem unachim b'makom tzar. It's a very tight quarters. And so therefore, it's mutter to eat. V'lo karinan be hashoreitz ala aretz, even though it's attached to the ground. It's not called hashoreitz ala aretz. It needs to be able to be shoreitz. It needs to be able to to move around. That's what it's the pasuk denotes. Kol zman shelo richesh, as long as it doesn't move around. Aval ha'nimtzayim b'sharvitim asurim sheish lahem makom lirchosh. But let's say you have and lots of you have big cavities for it to move around. Apples, pears, where the pits are. There's a little cavity where the pit sits. So there's space for it to move. So in areas where there's space for it to move, then it's aser. Haga, but the Haga writes, he doesn't agree. He holds, even shelo richesh, and there's no room for it to move around, it's also aser. Hagadalim bekameim epitro dinam kemo b'shar perot. And so therefore the insects that grow, oh, this is... well, I think I jumped ahead, but let's read anyway. Tola'im agdelim kameim, so if they are insects on or inside of mushrooms. So then they have a din, as like all other fruit. In other words, if it's mechubar, it's aser. If it's talush, it's mutter. But it has nothing to do with the bracha. V'lo amrinan delocha shive mechubar lakarka. In other words, it's aser. Even if it's inside and it's still attached to the ground, we say it's aser because that's mechubar lakarka. We don't say that because when it comes to brachos, they get most of their life and sustenance. Halachically, we say they get it from the air and not from the ground. Not exactly like a plant. Right? It doesn't get it from the deep roots in the ground. So there's a difference. For the bracha, it depends where it gets its sustenance from. But for this halacha, again, you can't compare one to another. For this halacha, it's all about being attached to the ground or not attached to the ground, and they are attached to the ground. Okay, so this is the new case, period. Sometimes you'll find on a fruit or in a fruit, kimin nekuda shechara, a dot, a black dot. And that's where the worm, or the larvae, whatever, it develops and grows from there. That's the bug, that's the insect. And here, you have to get rid of it. If you see it, you find it, you have to get rid of it. that's because the Ramah holds, even if it's lo richesh, it's aser. Right, because if you have a little nakuda and it didn't develop yet, it's not going to move. So it's still, you know, basically like an egg, and it's not going to move. Right? It's a larvae, whatever it is, but it's not moving yet. So in that case, when it can't move, so according to the Shulchan Aruch, it's mutter. According to the Ramah, it's aser. And almost all the poskim, including the Kaf HaChaim, most Sephardic poskim, they, as far as I know, I didn't. Say it's aser like the Rama. So, okay. Let's might be a machloket for Sephardic poskim, but that's at least the Kaf HaChaim and a slew of poskei Sephardim that he quotes. Now let's go to Zion. Pri shehitliya ve'en yadua im mechubar im betalush. Okay. Now you have a fruit at home and you pluck it off and you want to eat it. But you don't know if this insect inside of it was developed, it started, went from when it was inside, when it was attached, or inside when it was talush. So since you don't know, it's asr. You have to be machmer because you don't know. Again, it could be, if mumchim know for sure that this never happens when it's mechubar, then you could have leniencies. But in areas of where you really don't know, so we have to be machmer. Okay, I think we'll stop here.